It's time for, can we safely say it's both of our favorite time of the week?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we need to get some imaging for this.
We need something.
Generation gap.
Generation gap.
How would we write that out in an email suggestion to the voice guy? How
Hello.
Do you phonetically spell?
We need sound effects from the 90s and early 2000s mashed with sound effects from the 80s. Let's make it happen.
Okay, so because Martin and I have a generation gap, as evidenced about all of the conversations he has to teach me about video games, we ask each other questions from our adolescence to see if we can stump the other.
Yes.
Shall I go first today?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I want you to identify this very popular 80s toy. Growing in the garden,
growing in the sun. And the most amazing thing about it is that each one grows to be a special one.
I actually know this one, not because I'm familiar with the commercial, because I once listened to a podcast about their creation.
Oh.
Cabbage Patch Kids?
You got
Yes.
Nice.
I know the whole story is that they just grow in the wild.
They grow out of cabbages where babies come from, folks.
Yeah.
Get on board.
So I get a nice little win there. Okay. Here is mine. It comes with the clip as well. I've got a little bit of an intro for it. In 1999, PBS greenlit a brand new kid show. Can you tell me the name of the show based off of this clip?
Walking in the woods one day, Chris and Martin saw something strange. A little leaping lemur who liked to bounce and play.
No idea.
You can't identify this.
1999.
The show ran for a couple of years. One of my favorite childhood shows, The Boomafoo and The Krat Brothers. It was a show.
The Krat Brothers?
Yes.
I'm with my children now.
That is awesome. Well, oh, this doesn't look good. I'm glad that I got you at least on one of them.
Then. Okay. Okay, your clip. This comedian got his start on a sketch show with this sketch character. Can you identify the comedian?
Let's just say you're the audiovisual helper for the day. You go to plug this baby in, and you just happen to be soaking your bunions in a bucket of water.
Kind of sounds like Jim Carrey.
That's how he started on In Living Color. Nice work.
Oh, interesting. I didn't recognize the clip, but I'm a Jim Carrey fan. I think you're going to be able to get this one just based on your reaction to that last clip.
Mm-hmm.
Chris and Martin Krat, the two zoologist brothers behind The Boomafoo, have created four other shows besides The Boomafoo.
Wild Kratts.
I was going to say, can you name any of the other shows?
Yes,
and
I've
yes,
seen so many episodes. My kids will tell me things about animals that they learned from Wild Kratts.
What's funny is that I was talking to my mom about this, and she was like, for Generation Gap, you should do The Boomafoo and The Krat Brothers. And she's like, you loved that show, Kratts Creatures, which was the show that predated The Boomafoo.
Okay.
And my mom jokingly said that the difference between Kratts Creatures and The Boomafoo was that in The Boomafoo, the animals got away from the predators. In Kratts Creatures, they did not.
I see.
Yeah. But yeah, my little sister loves Wild Kratts. It's just funny how they just kept going.
Oh, we've connected over something. We wanted to watch different incarnations of the same thing.
The generation gap keeps getting smaller and smaller, May.